For the first time in 20 years, the people of Nasriya will have a voice in Iraq's parliament. Ala al-Rikabi is one of four candidates elected to represent the anti-government movement known as Tishreen or October. That's a reference to the nationwide mass protests that began in October 2019. Ala and the four others are among 19 candidates elected to represent the southern Dhiqar province and its capital, Nasriya. We met him before the election when he told us about his resolve to fight corruption. Early results from Sunday's parliamentary vote suggest his party has won the second most seats in Nasriya after popular Shia cleric Muqtada Sadr's coalition.
We're going to join forces with independent candidates in other provinces to form a considerable bloc in the parliament. Accountability and combating corruption are on top of our agenda. Also, all laws related to human rights, freedom, and human dignity must be verified.
Like other cities in southern Iraq, Nasriya is suffering from neglect. That's mostly felt in the health sector. In July, several people were killed in a fire that broke out at a government hospital. Frustration is widespread among its people, especially younger generations who haven't had many job opportunities or access to services.
Those whom we voted for since 2003 have done nothing for us. They only serve their own interest. So, I and my family voted for the opposition.
People here in Nasriya say they finally managed to punish the dominant political parties by voting for their opponents. Previous election results have led to anger and protests in this city. But now many people here say they're happy with the outcome of Sunday's vote and see it as a lesson for Iraq's political establishment.
But some still reject the electoral process and boycotted the election. They believe Iraq's entire political system needs to change.
How can we participate in an election set by a political system we want to remove? What can 9 opposition seats do among hundreds of other politicized members?
The turnout for Sunday's vote was 41%, the lowest of the 5 elections the country has held since the 2003 US-led invasion. Many blame this on a large-scale boycotting campaign, among other reasons. The election itself had to be moved up after demands from the Tishreen movement in Nasriya. It was originally scheduled for next year. But now the movement is split between the boycotters and those who want to engage in the political process. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, in Nasriya City, southern Iraq.